This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Happy Broadcast. I'm Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. And if you love what we do here on The Happy Broadcast and are looking to support us in our quest to bring more positivity into the world, then become a member of Headstuff Plus. Sign up on headstuffpodcasts.com where you'll find all our episodes as well as our incredible exclusive bonus content. Female giraffes live longer surrounded by friends. Friends are important to have in your life. Even animals need them, especially giraffes. Researchers in Zurich in Switzerland have found that adult female giraffes live longer, happier lives when surrounded by other females. The study found that female giraffes that socialised with at least three other giraffes lived longer than others who preferred to go solo. Having a giraffe girl group reduced their stress levels and allowed them to live a more relaxed life as larger groups made it easier for them to care for their calves and keep an eye out for predators. The study found that these benefits are only true for female giraffes though, as the males of the species are less likely to form these long-lasting bonds as they are more focused on finding a mate. Now that's a testament to the power of friendship. Eco-friendly vending machine feeds stray animals. A Turkish company has created a vending machine to feed animals, but with a twist. The payment for food? Recycled bottles. Mehmet Akay noticed that with coronavirus restrictions, it was harder for stray animals to get the food and water they needed to survive. So, he developed a machine to help meet their nutritional needs while also encouraging people to recycle. The vending machines, or Mamamatics, work by creating credits that can be turned into food and water every time an item of plastic, metal, or glass is recycled. The food and water is then dispensed from the same machine. There have already been 55 Mamamatics installed across Istanbul and 20 in other provinces across Turkey, and their efforts to feed street animals so far have been a success, as these animals now recognise the machines and trust them as places to go when they are hungry or thirsty. What an amazing project. London to convert waste heat from the city's underground to heat homes. Metro systems emit massive amounts of heat as trains speed through the underground tunnels every day. A new project in London plans on taking advantage of this heat by piping it from the underground into more than 1,350 homes. The warm air released from the trains will be piped into buildings through a network of underground pipes, which will then be used to heat these homes. This project is part of a number of UK initiatives designed to utilise the massive amounts of waste heat generated by factories and power plants. If successful, this project could contribute to cheaper, low-carbon heat across London to warm houses. Looks like London's heading down the right track. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is a British artist by the name of Sasha Jaffrey. Jaffrey painted and sold the world's largest painting for £45 million to raise funds for children's charities, including Dubai Cares, UNICEF, UNESCO, and the Global Gift Foundation. After spending 8 months painting the 17,000 square foot artwork in a deserted hotel ballroom in Dubai, French businessman André Abdoun bought the entire piece. Such incredible work. Need help getting your brain to take a minute to slow down and relax? Research has shown that doodling can help reduce overthinking and negative thoughts, as well as provide stress and anxiety relief. Making art can reduce the levels of cortisol, the stress hormone in your brain. And if you're worried that you're not the next Picasso and art isn't for you, then fear not. To doodle, all you need is a pen, paper, and some imagination. You can doodle in school, in meetings, on the phone, or whenever you feel stressed. You don't need to possess any great artist ability. Just have fun, draw whatever comes to mind, and enjoy. We love hearing your positive news too, and here's what's making you smile this week.
My name is Denise and I am from County Down in Northern Ireland, and what makes me happy is the beautiful smile on my grandchildren's faces, Ollie and Theo, two beautiful boys smiling brightly and innocently and just so beautiful.
My name is Folly and I'm from London and I am a cupcake decorating teacher, and I am so happy to teach all my students how to make the most beautiful cakes and teach them the most beautiful cake skills that they can take away with them, and they can take home a big box of cupcakes for their loved ones.
This is Malak from Lebanon. Through everything, I'm grateful and happy that I have people who care about me and love me.
My name is Naya and I'm from Denmark. Right now, for example, I'm watching a movie called Shrek, and it's just such a simple thing, but it just makes me very happy to watch and just to go back to those childhood feelings and drink some hot chocolate and just that cozy feeling.
This is Naomi from the French part of Switzerland. And living in North America, whenever I bump into a French bakery, it always makes me so happy.
If you would like the chance to share your happy moments in our Community Voices segment, head to thehappybroadcast.com/podcast to send in your submission. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Oh, before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in for 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.